parked on Tom Perlick's farm is a German-made press he's using to crush the canola and sunflower seeds he grows on his Washburn County farm. He says the seeds are up to 48% oil and can produce about 100 gallons of biodiesel per acre. This didn't make sense when diesel fuel was $1.50 a gallon, but then Hurricane Katrina hit.
And I was paying $3.40-some for diesel fuel, and my combine uses 12 gallons an hour. All of a sudden, it was like, I have to do something different. And Kim and I talked pretty serious at that point, and after the first of the year, we decided to buy our own press.
Perlick says it costs around $2.30 a gallon to produce biodiesel, plus he sells the leftover meal for cattle feed. He's learning the process from Kim Oden, the ag teacher at his local technical school, who's trying to entice other farmers to do this.
Well, the way I'm looking at it, working with my farmers, two or three farmers could go together and keep a press going, split the cost. It works very efficiently.
The Barron County experiment involves using various mixes of biodiesel fuel in all the county vehicles. County Administrator Dwayne Hebert says results of the test will be available on the county's website for other regions to see. Meanwhile, even though biodiesel has proven to be much cleaner in engines than petroleum-based diesel and cheaper right now, Hebert and Perlick both say if the price of imported fuel goes down, they'd have to switch back for financial reasons. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.